Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. White, Fresno, California. April 8, 1888. Previously unpublished. Dear Willie, I received your letter just as the Sabbath commenced. Was glad to hear from you that you intend to be at the April meeting, for I am sure it is necessary you be at that meeting. After the Selma meeting, Cecilia and I rode with Mr. Paddock and his wife in a convenient, easy carriage to Burrow Valley. It was a very interesting and pleasant drive. The distance was 40 miles. On the way, I was very sleepy, and next morning found myself in possession of one of the hardest colds that I have had for years. Where I was exposed, I know not. I took hot baths, brandy sweats, and for the first time felt much relieved on Friday when we arose early, took breakfast at Brother Joe Hutchings, and at 6:30 left for a 35-mile ride to Fresno. I felt anxious to see Brother Driver, whom I visited in company with Brother Bell and wife before Selma meeting, and found him very low. We talked about the disposition of his property, and he thought the most of the money in the signs office he would leave there, but wished Brother Church to be there to do the business. But Brother Church was called by telegram to St. Helena and San Francisco. He designed to meet us at the Selma meeting. I urged Brother Church to go at once and settle up the matter legally before it was too late. When we reached Fresno, which was at 12 a.m., I was just tired out. I learned Maxon and wife had come the night before. I did not care to see them, being very weary. Sabbath morning, while eating my breakfast, Brother Church called, stating that Brother Driver had sent a message for himself and me to come to him at once, for he was very low and in great suffering. We went and found him in much affliction, but his mind clear. His infidel son was in the room, and his wife, but I did not mind either of them. I bowed down and offered most earnest prayer to God for relief to come, and he did seem to be easier. I stood by his bed and talked with him. He could say but a word now and then. Brother Church thought it best for him to go at once for his lawyer. I asked why this matter had been delayed. He said he had talked it up with Brother Driver, but he was not willing to have it completed until Sister White was present. It did seem that we were almost too late, and Brother Driver felt loath to give up his property to his family or to the cause until he knew he could not live. Although it was Sabbath, we thought it best to complete the business in a quiet way while he had strength left to sign his name. We thought of the sacrificial services more on Sabbath than any other day in the week, and this was only rendering back to God his own 15,000 of the 17,000 already in the office at the Pacific Press. Brother Church, after the matter was attended to, took the lawyer and me with his team back to Fresno to the hall. I was to speak at 11 o'clock. The hall was crowded to its uttermost dimensions. I spoke to them from Luke, where Christ announced that he was the Anointed One. This meeting was very impressive, and after I had ceased speaking, there were many testimonies born, referring to the message given to them that day. We could see the Lord was at work upon hearts. In the afternoon, a meeting was appointed, and the good work went forward. There were humble confessions made, then the washing of feet, and the ordinance of the Lord's Supper was administered. All were highly gratified. I have hope that a good work was done. April 9th, yesterday. I spoke on temperance in the Opera House to quite a large attendance. Had an interview with Dr. Maxon and his wife in the evening. In the morning, visited Brother Driver's home. I saw that which led me to suppose he could not last through the night. I told his wife the same. She is not pleased that he has, as she says, given away so much of his. Remainder missing.